Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, Mr. President, let me congratulate you on your appointment and thank you for the proposal on national reporting, which we have carefully considered. Let me also congratulate Afghanistan on recently becoming a state party to the CCW and all its protocols, including Protocol 5. Italy aligns itself with the statement of the European Union. I would like to add some remarks in my national capacity. Mr. President, as a staunch believer in international humanitarian law and a party to Protocol 5, Italy remains deeply concerned by the humanitarian impacts of explosive remnants of war and actively engaged in their mitigation. We welcome the ongoing work in the framework of this protocol, conducted at national and international levels. We also continue supporting state parties' efforts in this regard through our long-standing investment in international cooperation and assistance. The Italian contribution to ERW-related activities is channeled through a dedicated trust fund for humanitarian demining, which finances activities targeting any explosive remnants of war, including landmines, cluster munitions, and improvised explosive devices. Since 2001, when the fund was established, we have allocated close to 50 million euros to mine action programs, focusing on clearance, stockpile destruction, and assistance to victims. Only in 2016, recipients included Afghanistan, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Colombia, Gaza, Iraq, Jordan, Libya, Somalia, and Sudan, for an overall amount of financial assistance close to 3 million euros. For 2017, we are confirming the same level of overall resources as last year. Where possible, we provide support in the form of the exchange of experience and practical know-how, in addition to providing financial resources. Last year, for instance, the Italian Armed Forces contingents operating in international missions have recovered and destroyed ERWs in Afghanistan, Kosovo, and Lebanon. Italy also organized 6 courses on demining and mine awareness in Afghanistan, 4 courses on EOD awareness in Kosovo, and training on mine awareness for 383 military police officers in Somalia. Victim assistance, which we understand comprehensively, is another key component of Italian-funded mine action programs. Victim assistance activities target ERW survivors, their families, and other people with disabilities. They focus on both victims' psychophysical rehabilitation and on their socioeconomic protection and reintegration. Finally, Italian-funded VA programs focus on mine risk education as a key component of prevention. Mr. President, the management of munition sites is another fundamental area of work for Protocol 5. The securing of stored munitions is of primary importance for the safety of military personnel operating on site, as well as of nearby civilian populations and installations. We believe that the adoption of practical safety measures and standards should be accompanied by awareness-raising activities focusing on the risk of unplanned explosions in munition sites and of diversion of munitions. In Italy, standardized procedures for munition sites management are established by national laws and detailed through regulations by each service of our armed forces, which also take into account the international munition technical guidelines. Such procedures include provisions on regular safety and security checks, access rules by personnel, and registration, munitions records, and inspections. Finally, Mr. President, we concur with your assessment that national reporting under Protocol 5 serves many useful purposes, including building confidence and allowing us to understand progress made in implementing the protocol and associated challenges. For this reason, we welcome your proposal to task the CCW Implementation Support Unit to explore avenues to provide expert assistance on national reporting to requesting state parties. We agree that this task would fall into the general ISU mandate to support Protocol 5 implementation. At the same time, and in line with your proposal, we believe that any financing needed in the framework of these activities should be provided on a voluntary basis. Thank you, Mr. President.